Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Put those earbuds in, turn up the volume, because it's the time for another edition of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers right now.
All right, let's go over what we got. Here's the headlines from the NFL and MLB.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers.
So, Double Take Sports Talk. Until
you're
then.
You're watching that. He does what's going on.
All right, Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers. Welcome to our podcast with me, Jared Watts. Say hello to Jared Watts the second. D-Dub, what's going on?
Not much. Trying to get through the day. So it wasn't there.
Not a doggone thing. Just trying to keep it pushing. One day at a time. Trying to be patient. You know, one of the things that, you know, I have a problem with is trying to be patient with things that I have an opportunity for, because I can't rush things and mess up what God's plans are for me. So the biggest thing for me is learning how to be patient, because as you can see, I've not been very patient these last these last two weeks. I was patient for a week, but then I lost my patience after a week.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that happens when you're anxious about the upcoming things that's supposed to, you know, come your way. So
yeah,
it happens.
Absolutely. So, well, let me touch on this real quick. Now, it's going to be weird news as well behind this case in point.
Of course.
There's always some weird news, but I got to share this weird news. But in order for me to share this weird news, I have to kind of set it up. So karma has a way of coming back on you. Okay. Now, I'm gonna use me as an example to back up that point, and I'm going to just point something out in a news article that I saw just a minute ago. Karma has a way of coming back on me just simply because when I absolutely refuse to listen to you telling me to slow down exercise the first time, I pretty much fractured my foot. Yeah. Couldn't move it, couldn't do anything. And I also pulled my calf muscle right at that same time. So that didn't help anything. So because I didn't listen, I ended up fracturing my foot. And I ended up pulling my muscle, and I was out of action for 3 months. And I got back exercising 3 months and a week later on February 17th of this year. And I've been back at it since, which brings me to my next point. Me going back at it as hard as I have recorded 82 days in a row from the time I first started exercising in February up until yesterday. 82 days in a row of actually exercising and doing this and doing that. And you sitting in the car telling me that I need to slow down, me reading articles telling me I need to slow down, says I need to stop working out.
Yes.
So as of today, up until next week, this time next week, I'm not exercising. I am just going to take it easy, drink apple cider vinegar tea, drink water, and not do a doggone thing on the behalf of exercising. I literally have only burned 366 calories. That's all. I ain't did a thing. The only thing I did, well, the only goal I closed out was my stand goal, 8 hours. That's it. Second case in point has absolutely nothing to do with me. In South Carolina, a man dies while burying his girlfriend after he strangled her. Here's the catch. A 60-year-old man who strangled his girlfriend and tried to bury her died of a heart attack. Tried to bury her.
That's a straight up karma.
Karma. Straight up karma. So case in point one, for me, stop exercising, listen to my body. Two, don't kill nobody.
Because karma will come back on you.
Yes. Yes. I spent 3 months trying to recover because I was forced. Mm-hmm. Forced to rest. So I would rather take a week of rest than take 3 months
mm-hmm.
and kill myself pretty much. So
definitely.
Listen to your body and don't kill nobody.
That's right. That's right.
Because karma have a way of coming back on you.
Sure do, dear. Sure do. People don't want to play that game.
Nope.
So people still risk it anyway. They don't want to play that game.
Oh, yeah. I sit here and look at the news, and I see 7 shot in 24 hours here in Indy.
Mm-hmm.
I look on the news to see 5 people got shot downtown at the Canal Walk last night.
Yep.
I mean, it happens. And it's happens. Sad that it happens. And it's sad that we have this amount of rate of crimes happening like that. But karma's going to come back.
Yeah, karma's going to come back. It's just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me be the first to say this. Now, last week, well, let me not put it that way. Yesterday, or Tuesday, I just posted a new podcast episode, Breaking Willow Health. And on there, I had discussed, and actually, this was my opening, which I call the message. So, did a message. And I have actually talked about, from my experience, on how to get that recognition under the right leadership. So I pull out an article and I pretty much touch bases on how that article will tell you from my experience how I had gotten or getting ready to have a second promotion within under a year.
Mm-hmm.
Just based off of exactly.
Damn.
Exactly. Just based off of the right leadership and based off of what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Flatline. Mm-hmm. And I took the long way around, but here I'm just gonna say this. Your ability of recognition is up to you.
I agree.
Okay. So you have your little goals, you have your mindset to where you probably want to accomplish something or you feel like that, you know, you just want to get after the money.
Mm-hmm.
Now Snoop Dogg said something very important and it was very true.
Calvin Brothers.
Yes. He said this. I was like, oh yeah, I gotta use this. He said this. Do not ever go to a job or go to your job thinking about money. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about money, you're not going to think about money. You're not going to get the money. Point blank period, because you're gonna probably end up quitting or something of that sort. Something's gonna end up happening.
Right.
Learn to love your job. And if you learn to love your job, that's where the money will start coming in because you're not thinking about the money. Mm-hmm. Right? So with me in that perspective, I had to accept it, learn it, and love it. And this is where everything just started working into play.
No kidding.
That's where everything started working into play.
Literally.
Literally. Yeah. Literally. So, 'cause
you literally went in, hated it at first.
Oh, yeah.
And was ready to walk out.
Mm-hmm.
Stop thinking about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Started working, started training and really put in the effort to not only be recognized, but get your second promotion. Or should I say your third?
No, this will be my second.
It's your second?
Mm-hmm. This will be my second.
Okay, your second.
So, the whole gist, there's going to be people that's going to think about the money.
And them are the ones that are way down here on the Tatum pole.
Exactly. They're the ones that's way down here. When they're thinking about the money, they're thinking about where they should be at and pay. And it's not about consistency. It's all about you knowing the job and stuff like that. Them are the ones that's failing.
You just put something out there. I'm going to remind everybody here what you put out, because that goes perfect with it. Goes absolutely perfect with it. You cannot disagree with this at all. Now, that was weird. Huh. We'll talk about that later. To be successful at anything, you don't have to be different. You simply have to be what most people aren't. Consistent.
If you make it that simple, it'll be that simple. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to be that simple. It's going to be hard trying to be that consistent to get that recognition, to try to, you know, get things done. Oh, it's going to be hard. But at the same time, you have to really, really get down to the basics. Your goals is all about your growing opportunity, right, not your failing opportunity.
Right.
Because if you're going to sit here and you're going to talk about where you should be at, you know, why you're not doing this, or why they're not, you know, recognizing me. If you're thinking about all of that, then you're not getting anywhere. You're never going to get nowhere in that phase. If you're under the right leadership, is what I'm saying. So you have to really focus on where you're going with this. And that's just plain point, period. Simple.
Because
failure is that damn simple.
Mm-hmm.
That damn simple. Just do it, you know?
Yeah, because failure don't define you.
No.
However, your inconsistency can.
It can.
Which is probably the reason why you're not getting your proper, you know, promotion that you want. Of course, you're going to get your annual raise, and that's if you even consistent on that behalf. Right. But then you got to think about everything else that comes with being consistent. Being consistent is not just about doing one thing and say, oh, I did it. No, it's not. It's not just on an everyday basis. It is when you're at work for 8 hours or 12 hours or however many hours you work, you are actually, you're actually having to show consistency when you are at work 8 hours, 12 hours a day, not just every day. Because there's a difference between doing it when you're there for 8 hours and when you're just doing it every day. Because every day just simply means, oh, I'm just going in there and doing this one little task and that's it. No, there are multiple tasks that needs to be done every single day that has to be consistently done every single day, 8 hours out of the day. So stop trying to make it seem like that one day you do it, the next day you do it, but you're only doing one task a fucking day thinking that you're going to get a promotion. It don't work like that. Hard work is not like that. If hard work was as easy as it is, then we will all be living a fucking miserable life.
Because it's like, if you want to go ahead, I hear this all the time. You know, I hear this. This is what I hear all the time. You know what? This is bullshit because, number one, I've been here for over such and such years, and, you know, I should be able to get that recognition. I know everything. It ain't all about consistency. And I'll tell you what. Hang on. And I'll tell you what, if they're not going to give me the recognition I deserve, if I should receive this such amount per hour, then I'm going to apply for this job because they're going to pay me such and such and such per hour to do this.
Bye. Don't do it.
And see where you go from that point.
Exactly.
See where you go.
Because you have to be consistent. You just can't think that you are going to get in there every day and do one damn task and say, oh, where's my promotion? I've been here for 12 plus years. I've been here for 20 plus years. And you don't do shit? Nah, bruh. Nah. Oh, no. It don't work like that.
It don't work like that.
It don't work like that.
When you're trying to steal into people, they still swear up and down. They swear up and down. But they don't get it.
You have to be swear up and down then because you sounded really stupid right now.
Yeah. That sounded real stupid there.
You got one person that works hard, and then you got the other person that just consistently do one thing a day. Who do you think will actually get the promotion? The person that consistently work every day and actually do multiple tasks, or the person that works every day and only do one task a day? Who do you think gonna get that promotion? Who do you think gonna get it for being there on time? Who do you think gonna get it for working and coming in for people that don't come in on a daily basis? Who do you think gonna get it?
Yep. I mean, it's not that hard. Like, I understand life kicks you in the ass and there's a lot of things that goes on. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you really have to sit down and start thinking about a lot of things.
I agree. Yeah.
Because if you feel that you know that you can't get that, then that shouldn't be your goal.
I agree.
Should have thought about that.
I agree. No doubt about it. I agree. Yeah. All right. So when we come back, we'll have our platform talks by the afternoon coffee break with Derek Watts when we come back. All right. Afternoon coffee break on Double Take Sports Talk with the Watts Brothers. Welcome back. I'm Derek. That's Daryl.
Yep.
Before I start the continuation of my racism devotional, I ended my first season of my podcast on the 7th.
All right.
Of this month.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Completed one whole season.
I completed 48 episodes of season one. And they're all out if anybody, you know, cares to listen. I ended it a week ago. No, not the 7th. I ended it on the 30th of April. So that's 2 weeks ago. I ended season one. And I'm working on season two now with interviews and people that I want to talk to. And these are interview conversations and not just interviews, but they're conversations. But I'm doing that in the process. Meanwhile, I may have some crowds on here that is particularly wanting just this in particular segment to keep up with what I do normally on the podcast. As I said, I'll switch it over to here until it's time for season two. So on my podcast, I normally give an update about myself right before I go into current event news. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do that on today's podcast and here on out until it's time for season two.
Okay.
So, for those that are listening for this in particular one, an update on me based on health and my weight loss journey, I've dropped 6 pounds. I went from 281 to 275. And I did a very unexpected 48-hour fast from Friday to Sunday, which technically would be a 50-hour fast because I did do 2 hours over the 48 hours that I did. So I did a 50-hour fast. I dropped 6 pounds. Plus, I had fasted the entire week of that 20 hours fasting and a 4-hour eating window. So the goal here is to continue to drop and hopefully get into either my late 260s or early 270s is going to be my goal that I would love to try to get to. Will I get there? I have no idea. Based on what I've been doing today, I'm not going to be exercising, or this week period, I'm not going to be exercising. I'm not going to really be as active as I should because I'm taking some rest downtime, but I am drinking apple cider vinegar tea. I am fasting all at the same time and still doing the 20 hours fasting, 4-hour window eating. So I don't know if I'm going to actually lose that much weight. If I do lose weight, it would be 2 to 3 pounds, maybe, depending on, you know, what's going on. Let's see, what else was there? I think that's really pretty much it for my health update and my goals for this week as well. Next week, you'll find out how much I've dropped or how much I gained or how much I actually just didn't lose or gain. Because fasting do not necessarily mean that you did lose weight because you ended up putting the pounds back on after you ate. So, excuse me. So, we'll see how this week goes. I only ate sugar once, and it was yesterday. And it was nothing but them nasty-ass sugar cookies. Tastes exactly the way it tastes. Just not to nothing but some bullshit-ass sugar. Yuck!
Would it help if they added, like, some chocolate chips to it?
And you can take all the sugar out of it and just make it as chocolate chip cookies. Tear me up some chocolate chip cookies. I would. I'd tear me up some. I'm not going. I probably won't eat sugar cookies. And then I will say the only time I will eat sugar cookies is when it's fresh off the oven. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's got to be solid.
But I won't eat it after, you know, it's been hard. It's not. I refuse.
That bug has to be soft.
Yes.
Out of the oven.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
It's been a minute since I've ate this.
Those praline pecans. I can't fuck with them anymore.
This is the one I haven't even opened. I still got one back here I hadn't even finished either. That's how much I've been off of them.
Wow.
This one right here. This is the one I opened. Actually, this is the one Nicole opened.
Oh, wow.
This is the one Nicole opened, and I'm still eating. I'm still at the top. See that? And they smell delicious, but I have no desire for them. None. I'm on a goal. You hear me? I'm on a goal.
Bruh, I'm right behind you.
I'm on a mission.
Yeah.
I'm on a mission, and you are too.
Yeah.
You on a mission too. You almost caught up to me in weight lost.
Yeah.
It's a damn shame.
This is what I was going to say. Look at all the stuff that I ate during that
week. Right. And that's
potatoes. And I still dropped 5.
And that's what I was going to say to you. Not only did you eat all those potatoes, and I told you you'd go do fine as long as you continue to walk and, you know, be physically active. I told you you're going to be fine. Because not only did you eat all them damn potatoes, you also ate 2 Subway sandwiches.
I sure did.
You ate 2 Subway sandwiches.
Because I only ate once a day.
Yeah.
During that week. Mm-hmm. But then when I got to work, I think it was Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. Mm-hmm. Those little 2 small-ass sandwiches and then...
No.
And the bag of chips.
No.
Mm-hmm. I told them, I'll be back. Like, where you going? I'll decide when I get in the car. Shit. Uh-huh. I went right around the corner to Subway.
and tow it up.
I know.
If I said, you'd be just fine. If you was on vacation that week and ate all those potatoes and Subway sandwiches, you would have definitely gained weight.
Yeah, definitely gained all that.
No debate on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. For those that actually wanted to listen to that update, here we go. Going into the Racism Devotional, the final week of How to Heal Our Racial Divide, day 4 or week 4. God wastes nothing. Our God does not waste anything, the good, the bad, or the ugly. He doesn't squander the people, places, and predicaments of our lives. Our Father in heaven, through the beautiful mystery of his loving providence, uses our background, cultures, and life experiences as a canvas to recreate us into his ambassadors of reconciliation. Church tradition tells us that Paul's family was from a Galatian village called Discuala, which is 12 miles northwest of Capernaum. The Romans likely conquered the area, making Paul's dad a slave and moving him to Tarsus. Paul's father faithfully observed the Torah at Tarsus. Eventually, he was freed from slavery and acquired Roman citizenship. Around AD 1, in the multicultural world of the Eastern Mediterranean, Paul, the future racial reconciler, the Jew-Gentile unifier, was born. Tarsus was a leading city in the epicenter of Turkey and Sicilia. Paul's hometown was a source of philosophy, politics, industry, and culture. It was the Harvard of the Roman Empire. Tarsus had a flourishing textile business, which most likely would have been the basis of Paul's family business, tent making. Paul's father would have mentored him in the family trade, because Paul knew in a multilingual, multicultural city, as a tent maker, he would have interacted with Gentiles and understood Hellenistic Greek culture. His experience would have prepared him for his ministry as an apostle to the Gentiles and the Jews. Paul's multicultural upbringing became a strength in bridging the divide between the Jews and the Gentiles. After Paul's encounter with the risen Messiah, his eyes were open and was filled with God, the Holy Spirit. He was never the same. He was born again, and he became a participant of God's new creation and mission. The remainder of his life would be poured out fiercely, fighting to get Jews and Gentiles to be the new people of God through the saving work of Jesus, giving his father the family that was promised to Abraham. Paul began to live on a mission by bringing God's mission to earth as a peacemaker, reconciler, and unifier. Healing our racial divide is going to require people who are unwavering in their allegiance to Jesus and his gospel. People who see their lives and experiences as a gift become bridges for the family of God. For such time as this, you are being raised up to be this person. This church was birthed at the time of the ethnic division and racism. By God's grace and Jesus, with the Holy Spirit's help, I believe the church can heal our racial divide today. And I cannot disagree with that at all.
Me too.
I believe that the church can. I just think the church cannot be afraid to step out of their comfort zones and actually make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to a point where you have to be willing to be uncomfortable, and you're willing to listen, because that's part of wisdom. If you want to retain wisdom, you have to listen and recognize that God's advice and wisdom is in the Bible. And you cannot go without having, you know, wisdom, because people think that they could just be wise, and they're really not. They're really just nothing but a bunch of fools, especially if they call themselves wise. So to be able to understand racial division and racial issues that we have right now, you have to be more than willing to not only be uncomfortable, but you have to be willing to listen. And that is your one true sign of actually being wise. But then there are just a lot of people out there who think that they love Jesus and that they're just wise, and they're not. Because part of that being is, oh, There's no racism here. We just gotta learn how to love each other. Granted, that may be true, but part of that problem is that people don't know how to love people. That's why there's racism. Ta-da! Wow. Acts 9, 1 through 6. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to a high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue and Demarcus's, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might make them or take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Demarcus in his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell on the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go to the city, and you will be told what you must do." Persecute. Okay? It's exactly what racism is. Persecution is a persecute is subject to someone to hostility and ill treatment, especially because of their ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation, or their political beliefs. What is racism? That exact same thing with ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation. Not to include gender bias and disability.
Yep.
Racism has been going on for years. Mm-hmm. And people still say that it's not real? Stop this madness. Stop this madness. Matthew 22, 34 through 39. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, with the expert in the law, tested him with this question: "Jesus, or teacher, which is the greatest commandment of the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." You can't trick somebody trying to think that you don't know the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
You can't trick people like that.
Right.
You just right. can't. When you know your when you know the word, you can't be tricked. That's where your wisdom is at.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because a lot of people are going up to people talking about there is no racism, but you are deliberately looking right past it.
Yep.
Last but not least, Galatians 3, 8 through 9. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abram. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who rely on faith and blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. So you have faith. You either believe or you don't believe. If you're going to love people like Jesus did. If you're going to either not understand or understand, then where's your love for Jesus? I sit here and I listen to people always talk about what they think or what they believe, but it don't reflect how they act.
Yep.
It just do not reflect. It don't make sense. So it's either you believe or you don't. You either love or you don't. You either empathize or you don't. If you don't empathize, then you are definitely not a lover of Jesus, because Jesus empathizes with people because he understands the issues are real. Before he got crucified, you have to remember he had to carry the burdens of the world. That was enough worry in himself. When he fasted for 40 days, Satan tried to tempt him by making him use his powers when he was trying to fast. So he empathizes with people that deals with these type of things. If you can't empathize with people, what makes you think you're a lover of Jesus? Because he empathizes with people on everything. Don't tell me you empathize with people and you sitting there saying that you don't believe in racism. Get out of here with that mess. Just stop it. Real talk.
Agreed.
You got anything you want
to add? I totally agree with everything you just said. I think the most important thing is that when we're looking at when we're looking at racism, I think it's very important that everybody shifts to understand that everything that's going on in this world, mm-hmm. rather if you want to be closed-minded about it, rather if you want to be open-minded about it,
right.
these things are occurring.
Right.
These things are still going.
Right.
So if you're choosing to be closed-minded about what's going on in racism,
mm-hmm.
and you know good damn well that it's still going on,
right.
evidently there's something in your mind that you believe that, let's see, that black is brown or blue is yellow.
Yeah.
Or you believe that eggs don't boil, or, you know, it's just small things that'll get you to understand. And I said this before. Why don't you try hanging out with some black people? Male or female?
You hear me?
Let's get to understanding what it is that black people has to go through.
Here's the thing, Durham. And you're absolutely right. Because I say this all the time on my podcast when I was doing it. I always said, and I didn't always say it, but I really said it towards the last few episodes of season one.
Right.
I believe, and this is just an opinion, this is not a fact, but based on how we have to approach racism is the exact same way how we approach relationships. I truly believe that interracial relationships and marriages can change the way people think about racism. So, change my mind. Mm-hmm. Change my mind.
Yep.
There's absolutely no way that being in an interracial relationship can stop people from not understanding different types of culture and the different types of way of raising and handling a kid. You cannot tell me that it's not meeting on common ground.
See, and you're funny you say that because, for one thing, if that was to happen, if interracial relationships actually did happen, and white people was oblivious to what black people were doing.
Yeah.
Say, for instance, if an interracial couple just get together, they get in a car and stuff like that, the black person's driving, and they got a broken taillight. Yeah. And police sees it, they pull them over. Mm-hmm. They look down, and they see that they have the license and the registration already at hand. Prepared. And it's like the white person can look at me like, you just leave this out all in the open? You damn right I do.
Sure do.
Sure do you understand do. Why I do this?
Exactly. Yes.
And that's the first thing that they'll ask. Why the world? Are you that crazy? Why would you do something like this?
No. Because one, you're crazy. Go ahead.
It's like, why would you do this? Well, why would I do this? Because at all times, I'm keeping my hand on the wheel.
Yep.
And if I reach for something, they're going to think I'm grabbing a weapon. And they're exactly. going to react.
Exactly.
They're going to react.
They're going to react. There's no doubt about it.
Jacob Blake was a prime example.
Prime example of that. Prime example of that.
Prime example of that. And that's how he got paralyzed. Can't get that back.
Nope. Cannot.
If people understood that, dear, if they understood that.
See, and that's the problem, because white people do not understand our unheard statements about that. And that's one of them.
That's one of them.
Having our insurance, our driver's license already out before the cop even comes to the window is a black technique that we have to do. It is proper etiquette.
The proper etiquette.
Because we do not want to get shot at when we are reaching in the glove box for something. Mm-hmm. When I got pulled over back in 2017, back in 2016, when I got pulled over for my my headlight being out with the 92 Infiniti, and got pulled over by the sheriff, I did not have my driver's license, nor did I have my insurance out at that time. I asked the officer, may I reach in here to get my insurance information and my vehicle registration? Because I did not have it out there. I didn't have it out. But the bottom line is, I had to ask that question simply because they asked me to do it, but I had to ask them that question. And he was a black man. The other one on the other side was a white man. The point is that people do not understand the black etiquette and unheard statements that black people have to follow by.
That's right.
We just have to do that.
You have to do that. They have to do that. They have to have it nearby to where they could be able to have easy access to reach by. I wouldn't even surprise if they don't even put it in the glove compartments anymore.
They probably don't.
I would not be surprised. They probably sit it right next to them. They got their little compartment right there that makes an armrest. I wouldn't be surprised they had it there.
Yep. Mine still sit in the glove compartment. But mine sits right on top of everything.
Yep. It's just on top of everything.
It's ready and rock and roll.
Yep.
I don't have time for that.
I agree, dude.
I want my life.
Uh-huh. I agree, dude. That's all.
All right. So when we come back, we are going to continue into our platform talk of Breaking Mental Health with Daryl when we come back.
Nike launches podcast about athletes' mental health. Breaking Mental Health with Daryl. We're back on Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers. I am Daryl. Dan's right across from me.
Yeah.
So, this is an interesting article. So, I was like, huh, I could use this for my Breaking Mental Health.
Yeah. I'm curious to hear about what you're going to say about this, because this will literally lead right into the next segment.
Literally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Literally. Yeah. So Nike launches this podcast about athlete mental health. And it is called, if I'm right, it is called No Off Season. No Off Season aims to stigmatize the conversation around asking for mental health resources. With the conversation about mental health becoming more prominent among athletes, Nike has launched the first episode of a new podcast focusing on destigmatizing the topic. No Off Season features conversations between Nike athletes and mental health experts, crisis text lines, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Shari Turner and Natalia Dyer. Confirmed guests of the show included Carl Anthony Towns, Lori Hernandez, and Raven Saunders, amongst others. The goal of the podcast is to show those facing mental health challenges that they are not alone and that there is strength in asking for help, the podcast's official press release stated. The statement continued, most of the athletes featured have confronted mental health issues, ones that have posed challenges to their relationships, their identities, and their careers. These empathetic conversations will serve both the communities that need them most and the podcast listeners everywhere. According to Nike, nearly 1 in 2, which is 47%, athletes only seek out mental health resources when they experience something traumatic. Moreover, Nike has also reported that 95% of athletes reported that taking time to pause and reflect each day will make a difference. I'm going to be real about that. Mm-hmm. if y'all going to do that, let's stop fining athletes, professional athletes at that. Let's stop fining them for not attending press conferences. Let's stop that.
I agree.
Look, at this point, we don't give a damn about what the media really has to say. Mm-hmm. Because they are the reason why mental health issues are coming to hand.
Yes.
They are the reason.
Yes.
Because they have to face, their mental mistakes, their physical mistakes, to the media explaining why those mistakes happen. Now, if the media was actually more supportive of mental health, then this would be a whole different ballgame. I believe that the media should start changing into an environment of mental health experts.
I agree, Daryl.
That's well how the hell said. I feel about that.
Well said. I agree.
I'm just saying.
Definitely agree.
It's, look, right now, coming down to any type of mental health, whether it's athletes or just normal people itself, it's a matter of life and death.
And that's all sports.
That's all sports.
All sports need to have that.
Yes.
Mental health experts for interviews. That is perfect.
That's what we need. Because if the media's going to be sticking around for rumors and all of this bullshit, then that's not needed. It's not needed. You know what I'm saying? It's just, to me, it's that logical. It's that type of strategy. We need those sports psychologists. We need those mental health experts that can actually sit down and be able to evaluate what's going on and be able to put that on live national TV. So everybody can learn. Everybody can learn.
Right.
That's how I feel about that. No offseason is part of Nike's larger initiative to support mental health in the sports world. Mental health is a critical part of our overall personal wellness and fitness, says Vanessa Garcia Brito, Vice President of Communications at Nike. It is just as important as physical health to realize our full potential in sport and in life. At Nike, we know that in order for athletes to be successful, it is important to cultivate a healthy mind and body for everyday life. Garcia Brito continued, no offseason provides a forum to bring more voices into the conversation around mental health and help destigmatize. Put the tongue twister. Asking for support. No one should feel alone. The first episode, which is available to stream now, features Minnesota Timberwolves star Karl Anthony Towns. Hosted by Turner, the episode calls attention to Towns' grief following the loss of several family members to COVID-19, including his mother. I've never been in a mentally good place since that woman went to the hospital. It's getting harder and harder every day. As I keep losing people, the season keeps rolling around, Towns told reporters back in 2020. In his episode of No Offseason, Towns opened up about what he's learned from dealing with loss, the ways he's managed his own self-worth, and how he hopes to enhance the mental health of his entire community, according to the episode's official description. Episodes of No Offseason will be available under Nike's Trade podcast feed on Spotify and Apple Podcast. And of course, if you or someone you know needs mental health help, text STRENGTH to the crisis text line at 741-741 to be connected to a certified crisis counselor. Now, the reason I brought that article up is because the more attention to mental health, especially for athletes, the more that this really comes about, the more that everybody will learn and understand that mental health is really a serious issue that stress can kill. Mm-hmm. Right? So we're at a point, like I just mentioned earlier, that that all the fines need to stop for athletes that don't attend.
Yes.
You know, that don't attend
press conferences.
Press conferences. Thank you. I had a break for it. It's a continued trend. And the more that this speaks up about it, I would love for my voice to get out there about that, because I think it's important that this shit needs to be switched. You know, if you're going to be part of the media, you're going to have to learn from a sports psychologist and a mental health professional. It's very important.
Yes.
Because all the media likes to bring is hype, drama, and excuses. That's what they do. Now, some people in the media has gotten better, not 100%, but has gotten better about segueing off the game when it comes down to questioning players. They're actually talking to the player. They're actually engaging the player. They'll ask about their personal life, or they'll ask about, you know, what they're going to do after, you know, they leave the press conferences. Things like that. They've gotten just a tad bit better about that. But the booster of actually learning about mental health has got to play into this role.
Yeah.
It has got to play in this role. We, as people that watches the press conferences, that listens to everything that they say, we're using this information to actually push in entertainment. So let's push in mental health issues. Let's push in, you know, how they're feeling. Let's push in, you know, what it is that mentally, how we can understand. Right? We're not there. Period. We're not fucking there. We are just sitting as we're watching everybody that is being involved in this, and people are finding this shit hilarious. What it turns to means.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, you seen recently, last night or the night before, that a Mavericks fan got in an altercation.
Yep.
With Chris Paul's family.
Yep.
Now, you tell me the odds that Chris Paul's expressions, Chris Paul's verbal words are going to turn into memes. Why are we doing that instead of focusing on the real issue? The disrespect that the Mavericks fan has given to Chris Paul and his family.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what we're doing too much of. We're not actually taking mental health seriously as they say. They're not taking it as seriously. This is where we need to be. This is where we need to be. Carl Anthony Towns losing 7 family members, and people be trying to tell him just to shut up and play ball?
Bruh. Wrong.
Come on, people.
Dead wrong.
Come on. You know what I'm saying? This is the amount of emotion that this man is carrying. It's getting harder and harder. Just as he said in the Now article, it's getting harder and harder. Said that back in 2020. Just lost his mom. It probably won't even have through that list. Mm-hmm. Of when he lost family members due to COVID.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? With people sitting up here being the disrespect of not taking the vaccine, look at what this man is going through. And he's sitting here like, oh my God, are you fucking kidding me? He is probably going out of his mind for those ones that are anti-vaxxing.
Yeah.
Going crazy. Damn, what can I do to keep my family safe? Damn, what can I do to keep myself safe? Why are we stressing over this? Shouldn't this be common sense? I guess not.
It's not.
I guess not.
I'm always reminded, just because you have an education and degree don't necessarily mean you have common sense.
But it always been like that. It always been like that. We are really, really stuck. We're stuck.
Yep, we are. We are.
So I encourage everybody, and I'm going to listen to it too. I encourage everybody to listen to that podcast.
Absolutely.
I encourage everybody to listen to that podcast. I think it's going to be the most important step, especially for athletes. Yeah. It got to be just for everybody, you know, for athletes at that point, to be able to focus more on understanding where athletes come from. Because they already have to hold back a lot. Because if they say one word, they're getting fined.
Yep.
They can't express themselves because they're getting fined.
Right.
It's a lot of shit that's going on with them that they can't really say because they're going to get fined. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Some of them turn it into a good benefit. Let's donate this money to, you know, mental health crisis, or let's donate this money to their charity or something of that sort, which is totally fine. But we need to take those away. We really do. We really need to take those away.
Yeah.
Because finding people for expressing how they feel about certain things, about the game, and how they're feeling emotionally and mentally and physically, should be no reason to be taken out of their pockets. Their words should not cost them nothing.
Right.
You know, the referees have their rights. They could do anything the hell they want to do, and they don't get no cause of trouble for it. As we see, they may not. But as we see, we ain't seen shit.
Right. Right.
You know, we ain't seen shit to make a change on that either. So, mm-hmm. I just think everybody needs to listen to it. But that's all I got there. Anything you want to add to that?
No, not really. Just, you know, I think that was good. It's a good, important topic to bring up. But, you know, that was good. It's going to be about mental health, and it's going to be about, you know, making sure that everybody's protected. So that was the top of that.
I appreciate it. Yep. Yeah, that's it.
All right, so when we come back, we are going to actually somewhat continue this segment, actually go more in depth with it when we come back in our football conversation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers. I'm Darren, and that's Daryl.
You betcha.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to us. You could be anywhere in the world, but you are right here listening to us. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your time today. Let's get right down to the nitty-gritty. We are actually going to have a football conversation today, and it is actually focused on mental health. Darius Leonard, I believe you saw this, Daryl. Darius Leonard falling out of love for football
yeah.
during the 2021-2022 season. Mm-hmm. He spent 2 months improving mental health during the offseason, which I think is absolutely phenomenal because
he
really needed to do that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
He had injuries that messed with him mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And just like what you was talking about, on the NBA side, he said pretty much in these words, in this profession, sometimes you feel you don't have a say-so in your personal life just because it is all football. Mm-hmm. And you feel like you have to hold a shade up on your personal life because of your football life, it eats you up. So that's when he fell out of the love out of the game. He just wasn't enjoying it anymore. So after his ankle injury And his enjoyment really got cut short when COVID-19 hit at a critical point during the 2021 season. He had some sick family members that he was worrying about back at home as well. And then after the collapse of the season, losing to Jacksonville like that, he said, that's it. I'm taking time off. He took 2 months off and recovered physically and mentally. And I think that's what's going to make him stronger this season.
I agree.
I think that's really going to put him in a different perspective. See, this is what I want people to understand. There is more to football than hitting and tackling and strategies. You got these players' lives behind them as well. You know, we're critiquing them on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that can kick up mental health as well. So you have to be mindful and understanding that in this podcast, we have switched a lot of our, you know, content and far more of bringing awareness to things that most people absolutely refuses to bring awareness to.
Absolutely. Because
these players have lives.
Yeah.
And without them and their entertainment, we don't have shit.
Nothing.
So until we understand that we are dealing with mental health issues, we're going to make sure that we're going to go dig deeper into what's going on. Darius Leonard's the star. There's plenty of players out there that is struggling right now with mental health. But nonetheless, he's here. Mm-hmm. He's ready. He took 2 months to recover.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my mental health, when I was out there working out, I was done. I'm taking a week to recover. Shit is hard.
It's hard.
It's hard. Okay. Now, here's a question, Duro, that needs to be answered, because a lot of people may not know the difference. But then again, some people may know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between the mental health of Darius Leonard and Ben Simmons?
Okay, that's a good question. That's a very good question. But the difference between Ben Simmons and Darius Leonard and the way that their mental healths are is that, as I've always said, it's how you react to them.
Right.
It's always how you react to
absolutely
different things.
Yes.
The differences that sets out between those two is that when Darius Leonard hit his mental health crisis, what hit him, what triggered it, is when he lost his brother. Everything changed for him at that point. That's when mental health really started hurting him. That's when everything really come crumbling down.
Uh-huh.
And then you got the injuries that plagued him.
Yeah.
Because injuries plays a big role. It plays a big role in mental health. I don't give a damn what it is. It's going to play a big role, and Darius Leonard just proved that. Ben Simmons, on the other hand, he don't take criticism too well, which is something that he could fix, right?
Yes.
That's something he could fix.
No doubt. No doubt.
But, yeah, exactly. But the problem is that he's putting in the effort, but the effort is not 100% there.
Right.
This is where the support needs to actually come in.
Right.
He's actually trying to do the best he can, but people keep bringing him down. You got Reggie Miller, call him a low competitor. Stephen A. Smith, calling him names. Shaq, calling him names. These are all the disrespectful terms if Darius Leonard was doing the exact same thing with the Colts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But Darius Leonard actually played through it. He played through it. He still supported his teammates. He did that. Ben Simmons showed up. He didn't play.
Right.
But he showed up.
Yeah.
He actually went out there, practiced. That's when the back issue started coming in.
Yeah.
That's when you know
that you're really trying to notch it up a kick when you actually have the surgery.
Right.
Antonio Brown, on the other hand, was a little bit different. It was different. Because it was like, yeah, he walked off on the team, and that was it. Everybody had a million excuses for him. Them two are the similarities. They are the similarities. Darius Leonard and Ben Simmons are completely different. Ben Simmons, Antonio Brown is the same damn thing. Ben Simmons walked out on Philadelphia. Antonio Brown walked out on Tampa Bay. So what the fuck happens? A lot of people making excuses for Antonio Brown because he has been hit to the head 50 million times. That is excusable. Are you for real?
Mm-hmm.
People, wake the fuck up. Do you know how many times Antonio Brown has quit on his team?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh! Come on, people! Ben Simmons did the exact same thing. Y'all motherfuckers is crawling his ass. Straight up. What sense do y'all make right now? I don't hear a word about Antonio Brown. Nothing. Crickets. All of a sudden, Ben Simmons, on the other hand, his ass does the exact same thing Antonio Brown does. We hear every Dick, Tom, and Harry in the crib.
Uh-huh.
Reggie Miller voices opinion. Shaq voices opinion. Stephen A. voices opinion. Everybody and their mama voiced their opinions. The only few people that I have seen that has actually sat down and supported him in a celebrity aspect is Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
The only one I've seen. Darius Leonard took the smart way. The very smartest way you could ever deal with mental health. He did it after the fact. Now, could he have actually done it during week 17? Because they sure in hell didn't show up.
No.
They didn't show up at all.
Uh-uh.
He could have done it then. But at the same time, he waited. Somehow, some way, he waited. Everybody approaches shit differently.
Yeah.
They should not be dogged because they have mental health issues. Right. If you feel like there's something that don't make sense with Ben Simmons, then maybe you need to do a little bit more research on mental health.
Right.
It's not something that he can control. It's not something that Darius Leonard can control. It's not something that Antonio Brown can control. It's not something that Darren Watts can control, nor it is not something that Darren Watts can handle.
Right. Right.
How much more harder are we going to make this?
As hard as people want to.
Exactly.
Just because they like the drama. And it's exactly. The saddest thing in the world.
It's the saddest thing in the world. We have got to be standing up for people that are having this trouble right here as we speak. But no. It's all about the game. You have to put your mind into the game. Shit has changed.
It has
this changed. This ain't the 70s. This ain't the 60s, 70s, and 80s. They did shit right. They took time off.
Yeah.
Except if we watch The Last Dance, some things was different. Some things was different, which is fine. If you can handle it, do it. And it happened. Let's give the recognition that people are still standing up for mental health, rather if you want to see that or not. If you feel like something ain't sitting right with this whole ordeal and this drama and Ben Simmons, fine. Fine. But do yourself a favor. Do the damn research first. What mental health is, what anxiety is, what's depression,
There are types of depressions. Listen to my podcast. I did a series on it. On all types of depressions. Take the time to do the damn homework. Do your research.
Or just listen to the podcast if you absolutely refuse to do that research.
Bruh.
Because when I tell people, do your research, I just do it for them. I just do the homework for them. Read it through. Right. You don't believe me? Take a listen.
Take a listen
to when I talked about Egypt and oppression. Take a listen.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you do have to do the homework, and that's exactly what I did.
You have to. Because most people are not going to do it. They'll listen to a podcast to be able to retain that information, but most people are not going to sit down and actually do that just simply because they're just too lazy.
Exactly.
Or they just don't have the necessary time to do it, which I battle that sometimes, because if you listen to podcasts on your way to work, you could definitely listen to that one on your way to work and on your way home. So some things just don't, you know, sit with me all the time.
Right. And, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Right.
But you really have to start opening your mind and start focusing on the real problems.
Right. And that's what I'm going to be pretty much trying to do here during this offseason of the NFL, and, you know, kind of trying to, like, just, you know, bring that awareness and things like that, because this is an awareness. And a lot of people may not like it. I don't care.
Exactly.
I don't care.
I agree, dude.
Because
I agree.
We can't lose our players to mental health all because you don't give a damn. You just want the entertainment. If you want the entertainment, you got to be able to handle the baggage with the entertainment.
I agree.
Plain and simple.
Plain and simple, dear.
Anything else you want to add?
Absolutely not.
All right. So when we come back, we'll take a look at the playoffs when we come back.
All right, we're back. Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers. I'm Daryl. Darren's on the other side.
Yep.
All right, so this is all. We're just going to look at the bracket so far, the NBA playoffs, a little bit of the updates and stuff like that. No point guard position tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Let y'all know that now. So let's take a look at this real quick. Last week, I already updated everybody from the round one previous and up until the conference semis for both sides. So far, we're still in the conference semis from a week now. The only difference is that now more games has been added to the slot. There's been no sweeps in this round, and there are not going to be any sweeps.
No.
If anything that happens, it would be a 5-game win series, and that looked like that's probably going to belong to Golden State when they beat Memphis. That just depends.
Yeah.
But with that addition, Ja Morant's going to be out for the rest of the playoffs due to a bone bruise in his knee.
Uh-huh.
So that is going to – that actually, you would say – you would per se say that would be the biggest blow that sat there. But at the same time, you really wouldn't say that because they did good without him during the regular season.
Yeah.
But this is a whole different atmosphere.
Yes.
This is a blow. This is a blow.
Yeah, it is.
They really needed him to get this series back up and running to at least a 7-game series. Because there has not been a 7-game series at all in this playoffs.
No.
So you could pretty much say 6 games, good, it's competitive, it's there. The plastic jabs, but no 7-game series.
Yeah.
Yet. NBA Finals? The conference finals? You could probably push it there to about 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
You probably could. Yeah. So Golden State leads that series 3-1. Phoenix and Dallas. Phoenix lead that series 3-2. They could close the game out tomorrow night. And I want to say that's in
Dallas.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's in Dallas. But I don't know. That might, if anything,
that,
might go to
that series.
That one. Yep.
That series will go.
Luka Doncic is playing good ball. Dallas is playing good ball. Phoenix is too. This is by far the toughest competition that Phoenix has faced.
And to me, it's all about the home court advantage for the Dallas and Phoenix series.
Exactly. Yep. Somebody's going to have to steal it. So I think somebody's going to have to steal it at this point.
Phoenix is a good opportunity for that right now. No, yeah. Not Phoenix. Dallas. Dallas is, well, no, not technically. They're at home. So, yeah, it would have to be Dallas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So that's a 3-2 series lead. And that's the same thing with Miami and Philadelphia. Miami lead that series 3-2 after they kicked Philadelphia's ass by 35. Tough. And you could pretty much say, in my personal opinion, that Philadelphia is in trouble. Mm-hmm. Because Joel Embiid is hurt.
Yeah.
And when you're hurt, you can't focus. Right?
Right. Right.
Now, sometimes people can, you know, fold it up and actually boldly play and actually get back into a series. But sometimes it just don't work like that. Mm-hmm. Tobias Harris, in my personal opinion, he's been struggling. It's just all around. James Harden struggling. He's not his same caliber self when he was with Houston.
Right.
In which now, you want to talk about people being washed up like a person like Chris Paul, he's right behind him.
Right.
I'm just throwing it out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you want to talk about what's what, and you want to talk about it in an individual, we could talk about it because James Harden, you're struggling, and we're sitting here trying to figure out where's this playoff James Harden, and you barely showing up.
Right.
You have barely showing up.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to kind of sit right where you are and try to at least help get back into this series because you're going to need to tie this up in order to win it.
Right.
You're going to have to tie this series up. And that 35-point blowout really don't help jack shit.
Right.
And I'll help Jack nothing. So we'll focus on James Harden and getting the W to force game seven.
Mm-hmm.
And Milwaukee and Boston. That series is tied. And last I seen that that Boston has a 54-47 lead, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
in game five. So Boston has really stepped up. They stepped up. Not saying that Milwaukee can actually come back and actually win and take a 3-2 series lead, but the problem that you're really going to have to endure is Marcus Smart, mm-hmm. and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Them are your guys that are actually leading the way. Marcus Smart is defensively. I'm not a fan of him, but he has actually used his defensive anchor to show up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he has done. Giannis is doing everything he can, but he cannot do it by himself.
Right.
He just can't do it by himself. They are missing PJ Tucker. Mm-hmm. I promise you that.
Yeah.
I promise you they are missing PJ Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
Because where is he at now? Miami.
Yeah.
And where is Miami at now? At a 3-2 series lead against Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
They are missing him.
Yes.
I was throwing that out there.
Yeah, they are.
I'm missing them.
There's no debate on that. Yeah, they are.
Yeah. There were some inserts for when Milwaukee won last year. There was some big time ballers that was actually balling.
Uh-huh.
And Giannis was half hurt. And they still managed to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis breaking free throws left and right, but they overcame that. This time around, it has been shown just that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been shown just that. It's crazy. It is crazy.
Yeah.
But that's all I have. Anything you want to add to that?
No.
All right. That's all I got.
All right. We'll be right back. All right. So what's next for next week on our podcast? It's going to be pretty much same thing. News for the week. Health awarenesses for next week. And if we have any point guard position. That's all I have.
All right. So that is another edition of Double Take Sports Talk. We're on social media. We're on Facebook at the Watch Brothers fan page. We're on Twitter at DTSC2414. We're on Instagram at DTSC2414. We're also on YouTube. You can search the box, Double Take Sports Talk. And I said it last week, I'm going to say it again. We are kind of in a disabled mode. We're actually replanning YouTube to be able to get that back up and running again.
Instagram?
No, YouTube.
We just had this guy. I just asked you this just right before we started.
No. I'm talking about just because we have not been bringing our content to YouTube. That's what I'm talking about.
Really?
Instagram, I'm having a hard time uploading content.
Oh, so you just haven't done anything
on YouTube? No, I have not.
Oh.
I have to replan that. I have to replan that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. So I'm trying to work on that. It's just that Instagram, it's something wrong with. I don't even want to get into it, but they irking me. They really irking me. But yeah, that's all we have. But I'm Daryl. Daryl on the opposite side.
Yep.
All right. Catch you with another episode of Double Take Sports Talk. Until then,
ciao.